Joe Biden will ask Congress to back a new virus relief package for the U.S. economy, the first of a two-part strategy that includes longer-term goals such as infrastructure and climate change. The initial program is worth $1.9 billion and will be a test of his relations with a split Senate. No Republicans voted for Bill Clinton's first plan in office, and only three backed Barack Obama's. The World Health Organization's mission to trace the origins of the coronavirus pandemic has seen a rocky start, with two members of its team denied entry to Wuhan. The Dow Jones says they were prevented from boarding a flight after testing positive for COVID-19 antibodies during transit in Singapore. The 13 scientists who have arrived will spend 2 weeks in quarantine. More than half of Japan is now under a virus state of emergency, with infections spreading across the country. Measures include telling bars and restaurants to close at 8 p.m. and for people to avoid unnecessary outings, and will last until at least February 7th. The emergency includes Japan's main economic hubs such as Osaka, and now covers about 60% of the national economy. And China has reversed curbs on foreign coal, importing record amounts last month as winter struck and industrial output boosted demand. Shipments jumped to 39 million tons, the highest ever monthly total, lifting annual imports to the most since 2013. And orders may rise again in the current quarter, but they won't include coal from Australia, with Beijing-Canberra relations continuing to suffer. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Karina Mitchell. This is Bloomberg.